Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Thank you for listening. Sam Quinn is an NBA writer for CBSSports.com. You can see him over on CBS Sports HQ. We've been doing some hits together late at night, which has been super, super fun. He's on Twitter X, this thing, at Sam Quinn CBS. Sam, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Bill, I never have to watch the 2024 Atlanta Hawks again, so I could not be better.
I wrote a year ago that locker room hated Trae Young and that there was an understanding and expectation in that front office, really more Quinn Snyder's coaching staff, that they might have to trade him, but they might take some time. And I got just crushed for that, which I'm accustomed to. Fast forward to now, based on what you've seen, if you're the Atlanta Hawks, Sam, after that loss last night to the Bulls and after how bad Trae was, are you building around DeJounte Murray and trying to get something for Trae Young? Are you blowing the whole thing up? What are you doing if you're advising Landry Fields in Atlanta?
Yeah, I wrote this last night, and I had it up maybe half an hour, 45 minutes after the game. You got to trade Trae Young. And I was able to have it up so quickly because, like, this is not a one-night of evidence thing. This is now several years where you cannot build a decent defense with Trae Young as your point guard. Now, look, maybe the offense is so good that you deal with it. I personally don't think it is. The Trae Young DeJounte Murray partnership doesn't work. They get outscored, I think, by like 5 points per 100 possessions with both of them on the floor. Okay, maybe you try to trade Murray and do it that way, but they tried that at the deadline, and the most they could get offered was, I think the Lakers talked one pick, maybe one swap. That's not clearly enough to rebuild this entire roster. They're going to be near the luxury tax next year. There's just not a way to do this, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you can't build a championship team with Trae Young on it. I don't think that's true. If he landed in, say, San Antonio, okay, maybe you could do it if you had Wembanyama to protect him defensively. They don't really have a way to reorient this roster before the end of his contract in a way that's going to make them competitive again. I think you got to trade him. Ideally, in a perfect world, you're trading him to San Antonio, so you can get your picks back and you can tank. You know, I think instinctually most teams look at a situation like this and say, oh, let's rebuild around Murray and like be competitive. I don't want to get on that 40-win hamster wheel. That's not the way I'm building a team. So my goal, if I were them, trade him to San Antonio, get your picks back, open up the possibility of tanking. And then if you trade Murray somewhere else, or, you know, there are a number of things you can do after that, but I just don't see it. I don't see how you can build anything close to a good enough defense with Trae Young on the team.
Sam, let me. I hear you on the Spurs, and I've seen it out there. Let me gently push back on that and get your perspective, because I would not, and I don't. I have not been to San Antonio since Wembanyama arrived. I have no insight in the dynamics of that young man in that locker room. So this is from a distance. Although I have a lot of insight into the dynamics of Trae Young in a locker room, I wouldn't want Trae Young anywhere near Wemby. I wouldn't want him anywhere near my culture or that superstar. If you're the Spurs, if you factor that in, and maybe you don't see it that way, to what degree are you interested in being in the Trae Young business?
Yeah, Bill, I think that's totally fair. I mean, the Spurs are in this pretty unique position where they have so many draft picks, they have so much cap flexibility, and they have so many good young role players that they can kind of do this however they want, right? Like, eventually you would think they're going to trade for, like, a quote-unquote sidekick type for Victor Wembanyama, but they don't have to, you know, just take the first guy that becomes available. They can afford to be picky. They have three more years of Wemby on a rookie deal. They have time. If they look at Trey and say, this isn't the guy, okay, you wait for whoever that guy is, because eventually that guy's going to become available. And eventually, I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody is going to look at Victor Wembanyama and say, that is my ticket to multiple championships. Get me to that guy. So, yeah, they can afford to be picky. The argument for taking Trey, if you're San Antonio, is look at the impact Trey Jones had when they put him in the starting lineup over Jeremy Sochan as point guard. I mean, they were getting blown out to open the season, and frankly, they finished 22-60. But when they played Trey Jones and Wemby together, they were like a pretty good team. They were something like plus five per 100. And Trey Jones is like, at least coming into this year, was not even viewed as a starting caliber NBA point guard. This was getting to the bare minimum of point guard play with Victor Wembanyama. Well, if you put Trey Young in there, suddenly you have one of the best pick and roll operators in the NBA. You have somebody that you can like kind of reorient defensive attention around, and maybe Wemby has easier shots all over the court, but especially at the rim. Like, can you imagine, Trey is one of the best lob passers in the NBA. Wemby is probably the best lob catcher we're ever going to see. I just think there would be so much room for easy baskets. It would make the offense so much easier for him. And then on the other end, like, look, if there's anyone in basketball who can make Trey Young viable on defense, it's Victor Wembanyama. So I would get it if the Spurs said, this isn't our guy. I'm just saying I do think there are arguments to do it.
Oh, I agree. I just would argue the other side. Sam Quinn, you were talking, I was thinking about how brutal the Western Conference has the potential to be next year and the years ahead. I mean, the Rockets were on a roll at the end. You've got teams like the Kings, who I think are still pretty interesting, and obviously Malik Monk is injured but won't be back almost certainly next year. But outside, I'm trying to think, outside of Portland, which is a hot damn mess, you can make a case for any of those teams being interesting. How do you see the West shaping up in the years ahead? Because not everybody can finish in the top 10. Not everybody can finish in the top 6. Who are going to be the good teams on the outside looking in over a 2 or 3 year timeline in the Western Conference?
I hate that you said except for Portland, because I'm so confused that I might have just gone with a minute on Portland. Yeah, it's tough. I think the natural instinct here is to look at the older teams, like, you know, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, and say, well, it's probably time for them to transition out. I don't know if they see it that way. But, like, let's be realistic here. If the Lakers get 50 games out of LeBron and AD each next year instead of 70, well, that's probably worth 7 or 8 wins. And if you lose 7 or 8 wins, you're probably not in the top 10 next year. The Clippers going into next year, Paul George is still a free agent. You know, James Harden hasn't re-signed yet. I don't see a big market shaping for James Harden. But if you lose Paul George, or if your injury luck reverts to what it's been in the past, now they're looking at a significant reduction in wins. The Warriors, I think, have built enough young and talent that, like, getting from, well, they were number 10 already, so maybe it is the Warriors, I'm not sure. But the point is, like, Memphis, that roster is fully in its prime or close to its prime. Houston, those young guys are only going to get better. San Antonio, if they want to get in, they have the assets to do it. I just think the natural inclination here is, like, look, I know that we don't want to poo-poo the all-time greats in the big markets, but they're just getting old. It's that simple. And when you get old, guys get hurt. You know, role players cycle out. The team gets too expensive. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that some combination of the Lakers, Warriors, and Clippers are going to be the teams that really feel this, you know, great expansion of how good and how deep the West is.
Sam Quinn, give me your perspective, your analysis, your best guess on how you think Sixers-Knicks is going to play out starting Saturday.
I picked the Knicks. I did bet on that series, and I did bet on the Knicks. It's very close. Something that really shook me last night, as somebody who, I don't want to say has been all in on the Sixers, but has generally been supportive of them with Joel Embiid back, for like almost the entire second quarter, the Heat threw out that zone and the 76ers were totally flummoxed by it. And look, Miami's zone does that, but Miami's been playing zone in the playoffs, and really Miami plays more zone than anybody. They've been doing that for 5 years. You go into that game not prepared to handle Miami's zone, I think it's just kind of a testament right now to, I don't want to say, like, the roster isn't bad, it's just pretty limited, right? Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are really the only consistent shot creators that they have. The Knicks have so many defensive guys to throw at those two. Tom Thibodeau is such a good defensive game planner. especially in the playoffs, that, like, look, if they had an extra ball handler, if they had a bit more of a, like, a more versatile roster, I'd feel a little bit better. But this is such a transitional period for Philly. They clearly made the James Harden trade with the idea that they were going to have cap space this summer and they were going to, you know, reshape the roster then. Right now, it's like you have two guys that you really trust to dribble and create their own shot. Tom Thibodeau's going to take that stuff away. He's going to take away the stuff that you really want to run with Joel Embiid at less than 100%. I just don't know where the offense is going to come from. So that's why I'm leaning the Knicks. But look, Joel Embiid, I think he scored more points than he played minutes this year. If he does that in a playoff series, well, it's kind of hard to lose under those circumstances.
Sam Quinn here on Rider Than You. I'm Bill Ryder. All right, Sam, so reasonably in terms of this team could actually face the Boston Celtics in a reasonable – it's reasonable that they could face them. Who is the most likely team that can beat Boston in this postseason?
In the East or in the whole league?
In the East. Yeah, not the
– Yeah, I mean, like, I think the Boston's hardest test is going to come in the finals, but okay, we'll ignore that. My instinct right now, especially with Jimmy Butler hurt, is the Knicks. Because, look, we've seen this time and time again. When the Celtics are, like, front-running, and when they're up 10, they're up 15, they're gangbusters, they're great, they're incredible. It's the problem for them comes when somebody makes them uncomfortable, when somebody punches them in the mouth, when they're played really, really physically. That's when things start to get a little bit iffy for them. And the Knicks are the team best equipped to do that, right? Like, you're going to go into that series, and OG Anunoby is immediately going to make life miserable for Jason Tatum. And they're going to play so physically, and the refs are letting teams get away with so much right now that what I suspect is going to happen is the Knicks are going to either win one of the early games or they're going to come pretty close, and the Celtics are going to look around and say, like, oh, all of a sudden this isn't easy anymore. How are they going to respond to that? Because in the past, they haven't responded well. Three of the last 4 years, they've lost in the playoffs as favorites. You know, like last year against the Heat, they were heavy favorites. The key to beating the Celtics is to get ahead on them early and to make them sweat. I think the Knicks are the team best equipped to do that. I think Jalen Brunson is the player in the East right now that's probably best equipped to, say, like, score 44 in game one and make you have a conversation like, oh, no, we don't have a great answer for that guy. Now, if Derek White and Jrue Holiday can't stop him, I don't think that anybody could, but my point is, I just think getting Boston uncomfortable is the goal early, and the Knicks are the team that is best equipped to get anybody uncomfortable. Tom Thibodeau lives in uncomfortable.
All right, Sam, it's way too early prediction time, although we do have some clarity. We know who everybody is going to be playing other than the 8 seeds. Give me your conference finals, your way too early conference finals, and championship prediction.
Yeah, Knicks and the Celtics in the East, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. You know, like, Knicks Sixers, we already went over. I think it's going to be Knicks Pacers second round. I don't think the Bucks are healthy enough or cohesive enough under Doc Rivers to win a playoff series. So I'm going Knicks Celtics in the East. Nuggets, obviously, in the West. And lately, my lean on that fourth team has been the Dallas Mavericks. I think, especially given the uncertainty surrounding Kawhi Leonard, they should be favored in that series against the Clippers. And then they'd get Oklahoma City in the second round, which, look, that series go either way. I would pick it to go seven, but clearly right now, Dallas is playing probably the best of any team in the West. Their defense, I don't know how sustainable this level of defense is. They've been, I think, the best or one of the best defenses in the NBA over the past month or two. But
second,
I think there's something to be said for just being so, so big that, like, Kyrie Irving is your only small starter. Dante Exum plays a lot bigger than he is. They have so many defensive role players now. When you assume that Luka and Kyrie can, you know, kind of keep the offense going on their own, everybody else in that lineup defends. They have so many lob threats. They have so much shooting that, like, look, I think Oklahoma City, I'm not one of these people that says, like, oh, you know, they're the number one seed, but that's just because they're young and they were healthy. I do think they're a legitimate number one seed. I just think Dallas is playing better right now. So I'm going to lean on the Mavericks and say Nuggets over Mavericks, Celtics over Knicks, and then Nuggets over Celtics. We saw that matchup twice in the regular season. It kind of went the way that every Nuggets game goes, at least against a major opponent, where the Nuggets kind of play with their food for three quarters. Then we get the fake comeback in the fourth quarter where Jokic is on the bench, and, you know, the other team goes, oh, yeah, we got this. We're up two with 6 minutes to go. And then Jokic comes in. It's like, nope, you're dead. That's it. I'm just not picking against any – I'm not picking against Jokic no matter who they're playing. He's just executed too well down the stretch all year, going to last year as well. I think he's the best player in the league. I think the Nuggets are the best team in the league, and I think we're going to have a defending champion.
He is Sam Quinn. Watch him on CBS Sports HQ. Read him over at CBSSports.com. Follow him on the Twitter X thing at Sam Quinn CBS. Sam, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you hopping on, pal.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you for having me. And again, no more Atlanta Hawks. Basketball season has truly begun.
Yeah, the Hawks are done. The real basketball begins. Sam Quinn hanging out on the show. I'm with him on Denver. I mean, 100. I think Denver is by far the best team in the NBA. Man, I do not know. Who are you going to take, Knicks or Sixers? Give us a little preview. You know what a trailer, you know what a movie trailer is, Tom?
Yeah, I do.
In a prediction far away, one man stands up for what he believes.
I'm going to go with brotherly love.
You're going Philly?
Yeah.
I think I might, too. That was a pretty, I thought that was a pretty good trailer voice thing.
I mean, you watch enough of them, you should do them.
One man in a green shirt who doesn't like people gives you a prediction that could change everything.
Right? It's dramatic.
Very.
One producer called Pretty Daddy eats breakfast, and everything changes.
That guy's voice and just everything changes, I'm in. Doesn't matter what he's previewing. All right. Buy or sell with that guy right there.
One buy or sell segment no one saw coming.
Let me tell you something. I used to get in so much trouble with teachers and coaches. They'd be like, Ryder, you like the sound of your own voice too much. Well, guess what? I found a way to pay the bills with it. Take that, Mr. Johnson! All right. I actually was coached by a Mr. Johnson, but I am thinking of somebody, and you know who you are. Let's do buy or sell with the green-shirted, leprechaun-imitating Pretty Daddy next year on Ryder Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Ryder Than You.
Oh, that song, Somebody I Used to Know, where they sing about breaking up with each other, but
somebody
they have different views of it.
Somebody that I used to know.
Oh, I want that as a rejoin. Miley Cyrus? Rocks and Miley Cyrus?
Okay.
I bought that song, Flowers. You don't bring me flowers. That's not even how it goes.
That'll be a rejoin tomorrow, too.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
I mean, I just got a little note that the All the Smoke podcast, because there's not enough podcasts, is doing a live tour. What if we did a live tour and we sang? Rather than you, the musical live on the road.
Who are we singing to that really wants to see us sing?
Well, I'm going to have to really pitch Mom and Dad on buying those tickets.
I don't even think my parents would show up.
No?
No.
Who likes the show more, your mom or your dad?
Dad. Dad's a sports fan.
Okay. Who are dad's teams?
Same as mine. Same as mine.
So he doesn't have any real teams? He just picks random teams and is angry?
Right. He's definitely angry.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he an actual Mets fan?
Yes. More so than me to this day.
He watches Mets games?
Yes.
So he's not at all like you?
See what you did there?
I'm just trying to understand. I know we got to get into this here. Before we do, I'm going to give you a theory that I have about something in this segment. But first, I want to tell you something, okay? This is important. Tom, are you paying attention?
Locked in.
You ready?
Always.
Can I hit you?
In the face?
No.
Oh.
Just hit you with the info.
Got it.
Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tom Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now. Get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
Let me hit you with my question, okay? What's wrong?
Everything. I'm never ready for these.
What's wrong, man? Let's talk this through.
Everything. I don't know what's coming at me right now. You don't like to tell me these things in advance on purpose so that I look and sound like a fool.
I just thought of it yesterday. Okay, you ready? So we've got Jimmy Butler's going to miss the next play-in game and probably several weeks with this knee injury. Just came down, Alex Caruso not expected to play Friday against Jimmy Butler's Heat with an ankle injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo has a calf injury. He's a question mark. We've got multiple guys who just came back from injuries, including Karl Anthony Towns. We don't know if Kawhi Leonard is going to be able to play. Zion has a calf injury. The list is long. Buy or sell that there's reason to be worried that this spate of injuries across the NBA playoffs is connected to the NBA putting in rules that require players to play more games in the regular season than they otherwise would have.
Buy.
I think that's a brilliant thought by you.
Thought about doing a segment on today. But then I didn't. There's a lot of guys that are hurt.
A lot of big names that are hurt.
A lot of big names that are hurt. Like Alex Caruso. He's good, man. He's a good player. He was on my all... So Avery Johnson is going to be on the Beyond the Arc podcast later today with me and John Gonzalez. Now, it won't be live today. It'll be live again tomorrow on CBS Sports Network. But John and Avery and I are going to chop it up, and it'll drop probably in 3 or 4 hours. Avery, I love Avery. Avery tends to, like all of us, be passionate, emotional about teams we have connections to, right? He told me on HQ a few weeks ago, and he stared at me aggressively with a "I'm talking to you, writer" look, that anyone who doesn't put Herb Jones on their All-NBA Defensive Player of the Year ballot doesn't deserve a vote. Now, he did not make my All-NBA Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, it's kind of hard because you got to get Gobert on there, who's the winner. You got to get Wemby on there, right? There's this guy named Bam. There's a bunch of guys. Herb Jones didn't even make my first All-NBA team. Alex Caruso beat him out for that final spot. Jones was on my All-NBA defensive second team, All-Defense team. So just listen in to see how that goes.
Not going to be happy with you.
No. Not. We're going over my ballot. Not going to be happy.
All right, Bill, let's get to some NFL here. The Washington Commanders, as you know, are expected to take a quarterback with the number 2 pick next Thursday. But which quarterback they take remains a question. Now, this week, the Commanders hosted 4 of the top quarterbacks in the draft at the same exact time. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix Jr., along with other prospects, were all visiting the Commanders yesterday and Tuesday. Now, Bill, it's being reported that the Commanders had all 4 QBs at once because new owner Josh Harris was in town and he wanted to meet all of them. Bill, buy or sell, it's odd that the Commanders visited with 4 top QB prospects at the same exact time.
I will buy that it's odd.
Buy.
I will also say that it's even more than odd. People are put out by this. It's a little weird. I've interviewed for a lot of jobs in my life at a multitude of places. And I don't think I've ever, ever interviewed for a job at the same time as my competition. The only time I've ever heard of it was in a film called 40 Days of Summer, I think. And at the end, he's interviewing for a job and he's had his heart broken. And then there's this really hot woman who's there. I think it's Jessica Alba. But she's not in the movie. And her name is Autumn. And they basically fall for each other, but that worked out. Like, I'm happy to compete with someone if Jessica Alba's that person and she says, "Hey, do you want to get a beer?" Otherwise, I think it'd be not cool. And what I'm saying is, if it leads to true love, fine. But otherwise, it's not okay. We're for 100 days of summer. 100 days,
not 40.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Ending's great.
No, I haven't seen that movie. Why would
buy
I?
Or sell? You asked me about the Commanders. Buy or sell, because you don't have a choice. Buy or sell, you're excited about where it took my brain on the question I'm about to ask you.
Sell.
All right, good. Buy or sell, you asked me about the Commanders. I thought of this. Buy or sell, you've ever seen the Russell Crowe film, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World?
Sell.
I haven't either, but I bet it's pretty good.
Why would you say it's pretty good?
Because Russell Crowe's in it. Back in his heyday.
You've broken me. I don't know what to do.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to sit in the same interview room or the same waiting room as a person I'm competing against. But if it's Jessica Alba and she's like, "Hey, I've seen you around." Really? Okay.
Cool. So we talked NFL draft, Washington yep. Commanders, but we got to Jessica Alba and a Russell Crowe movie that nobody has seen because it's not any good.
He's got long hair in this. I'm looking at the Google images. He really grew it out.
He really went for it. Bill, I'm also,
he could have mixed in a salad before he was cast.
Now we're going to poke fun at Russell Crowe.
I'm just saying, if you're on a ship, I presume it's about being at sea. What are you eating that you look like this?
What if it was part of the role, just like the long hair?
What a diet that would be for me. Just lost at sea. Finally worked.
Bill, I don't know what else to do, so I'm going back to the NFL. America's team. Dallas Cowboys. Their CEO, Stephen Jones, said on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas that the Cowboys are always willing to spend money.
And when we're all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year. And we will have done that. And, what comes with having a good roster, which we do, and, we also, are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then, that certainly you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
Bill, buy or sell these comments from Stephen Jones sway you one way or the other about the Dallas Cowboys eventually paying Dak Prescott?
Sell. I don't think it sways me. It doesn't convince me. It also doesn't spark any random movie reference from 21 years ago. This is what you have to say. This is the politics of that, of this kind of communicating. It's not just Dak, obviously, he mentioned. It's going to be a tough decision. It's going to be an interesting negotiation. I'm sure we'll talk a lot about it when the time comes. There's no good options. I'm not paying Dak Prescott whatever it is, $50 million a year, and you can't not have him there, so it is a dilemma.
All right, Bill, let's get to some college football here. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian admitted yesterday to ESPN that the Alabama head coaching job crossed his mind when Nick Saban retired back in January. Sark said, quote, "Naturally, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it. But it took me all of 60 seconds to say, yeah, I'm not doing that," end quote. Now, Bill, as you know, Sark was an assistant under Saban at Alabama for 2 years back in 2019 and 2020. Bill, buy or sell, Sark would have been a better hire for Alabama than Caleb DeBoer, who the Tide ultimately did hire.
Time will tell, okay? The Tide will go in and out.
Sell.
Oh, come on.
I'm still mad at you about the movie references from the very first question.
Well, that can't impact buy or sell. You have to be able to be a professional, Tom, and reset.
That's not me.
Nope. I understand that. I understand. Buy that Sark would have been a better hire.
Buy.
Obviously, he's already proven he can get a program of that level, Texas of that level, where you want to go, or the brink of where you want to go. But also, turning that program around. I mean, if Texas is a place where you should win forever just based on the talent that's in that state. And so, in a vacuum, Texas is a better job than Alabama. Don't freak out, Alabama people. Saban took the history of that place and his own genius and turned Alabama into this great job. But if it doesn't work with DeBoer, that job's not as good. It's good. It's a great job. But Texas, there's not another job like it because all the talent comes out of Texas in this order, Florida and California. But California and Florida have different schools that can, that compete for being the standard bearer for your state. Texas is obviously bigger than those states, and it produces more football talent, and it is the program. Yes, there's other schools that can recruit there, that try to recruit there. There's A&M has made it. But if you grow up in Texas, you want to play for Longhorns. It's a great job.
All right, Bill, let's stay in college football.
Buy or sell, you ever saw Bottle Rocket, the original Wes Anderson film that took place in Texas?
Sell.
It's a great film. The Wilson brothers were in it before they were the Wilson brothers.
Owen and...
That's really funny because I could not remember the other guy's name either. I felt bad. Owen Wilson and the guy who was a really good actor in Old School. Luke.
Yes, Luke. Yes.
Sorry, Luke. Sorry, Luke.
Yeah. Sorry, Luke.
Sorry, Luke.
I'm going to get back to college football before you bring up another movie that nobody else has seen. You look puzzled.
I'm just waiting for you to go so I can interrupt you and do a joke.
Great. Can't wait. All right, Bill. Last month, Deion Sanders said that he would advise his son, Shador, and two-way star Travis Hunter, who both currently play for him at Colorado, to pull an Eli Manning when they enter the draft next year in 2025. Well, Deion sat down with CBS Colorado and clarified those comments.
Who said that, and did you see me say that?
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, because, you know, I don't know who's saying that.
One thing about a lie is so fast. It can outrun the truth any day. That's a bold-faced lie. That's a stupid lie. I have more than six owners that are friends. I have more than six GMs that are friends. You got to understand, I played for a team. And I worked another 17, I believe, in the NFL, NFL Network, and so CBS. I know a lot of people. Come on. So I would never do that. Before I would disclose, if I was that stupid, I would disclose the teams I would want them to play for. I would disclose the several that I wouldn't. Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupidity. I would never do that.
Bill, Deion clearly denying that he does not have a list of just six teams that he would have Shador and Travis Hunter play for. So I simply ask you, Bill, buy or sell, you believe Deion?
I'll buy.
Buy.
Maybe there's seven. I mean, I think that the general truth of it is probably I believe that we're in the ballpark on the original report.
Look at you. Speaking of ballparks, let's get to some baseball here. The Red Sox and Cleveland Guardians played...
The Guardians?
Yeah, the Guardians.
Buy or sell, you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sell.
See what I did there?
I do. I've heard of that one. Chris Pratt is in those movies?
Yeah, not okay. Chris Pine or Chris... There's a lot of Chris's.
Isn't there like a raccoon in those movies, though?
Don't call him a raccoon.
There is.
Can I tell you something you're not going to like?
Oh, boy.
It's going to sound like an insult, but it's not an insult.
It's going to sound like one because it is one.
You remind me of Rocket, who you would describe as the raccoon.
Come on, man.
You don't know the character. How do you know if that's a bad thing or not?
I know he's a raccoon.
That's not his defining characteristic, and he's not a raccoon.
Well, it seems pretty defining.
Well, I guess you'll have to watch all three of them to understand why that's a compliment.
There's three. Why can't these superhero movies just be one movie?
Because they're amazing and people watch them other than you, apparently.
I got nothing. Now I'm a raccoon.
We should play as your song, your walk-up song, Rocket Man.
It sounds like an insult.
He's grumpy.
Because it is.
And he pretends he doesn't like people, but he's got a heart of gold, and deep down, he's a great friend. He's underrated and underappreciated, but comes to the rescue.
I'm going to get back to baseball.
I mean, this is who he is, man.
Bill, the Red Sox and Guardians played MLB's shortest game in nearly 14 years. It lasted just 1 hour and 49 minutes as the two teams combined for 2 runs and 8 hits. Bill, buy or sell, the shorter the baseball game, the better the baseball game.
I mean, I'll sell that idea because I think
sell.
A 13-minute baseball game would be, or a 59. That's actually kind of at the border. If I took my kid to a game, that would be amazing. You know, I changed my answer. Bye.
Bye.
It'd be amazing.
All right, Bill, let's finish one last one here. Yesterday with Pat McAfee, Bill Belichick admitted something.
Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Me and Bill Belichick never had a cup of coffee in our lives. Bill, buy or sell, you trust people who don't drink coffee.
I mean, that guy is the Rocket of NFL coaching.
Sell.
The raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy. Do I trust people who don't drink coffee? Why wouldn't I? Yeah, buy. Why wouldn't I try? What does that have to do with trust?
Buy.
What are you talking about?
You're a big coffee guy.
Yeah, do I think you made a mistake? Actually, no, it's a drug. I'm addicted to it. You did a good job. But it's also amazing. I love it. Okay. Never leave me, coffee. If I had to choose coffee or Jessica Alba in that waiting, I don't know. I do. I'll give up coffee.
We went to a weird
place. Is it Alba or Alba?
I think it's Alba.
Do you think I have to say her name right for this magical moment to go? Do me a favor. I know you won't do it. Just watch the last 5 minutes of 100 or 1,000 or 200 days or 300 days of summer, whatever. It's a good movie. It's a great ending.
I'm really at the point where I don't even think there's a number in the name.
It's just called summer?
Yeah, summer days. Here,
let's look it up. You ready? 500 days of summer. How many days he dates her.
That one summer day.
Aren't you going to know context this thing? What's going on? You're just going to skip these questions you wrote?
I mean, I got... All right.
Just know... What are you doing?
Well, you're putting
That's
me on
so
the spot.
Rocket.
No.
That's so Rocket.
You cannot do that to me.
The raccoon squirrel guy.
It's time for No Context, Buy or Sell.
This one's going to go over great. Bill, buy or sell, this is the strangest way to lose a prized possession.
By calling you Rocket?
Bye.
Sure. Our friendship is a prized possession.
It's time for No Context, Buy or Sell.
Bill, buy or sell, you need at least a 25-game sample size in Major League Baseball to make a determination about any team.
Ooh, is this a Mets question? Buy.
Buy.
Give me some time.
We went to a very weird place today in Buy or Sell.
I liked it. Are we done? Is the segment over?
Yes.
You did a great job. You know what? Let's do a what to sell. It's coming up after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into Writer Than You. Bill Ryder with you. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. I love the listeners. On Twitter, at SportsWriter and at PrettyDaddyRTY, Curtis writes, "Hey, sports writer, I see it. Pretty Daddy RTY is Rocket. It's all making sense now. What did I say to you in the break? A lovable grumpster. The only part of that you would quibble with is the fact that he's lovable.
Don't leave out the most important part, that you sent me a GIF of Rocket to my cell phone."
What was he saying, Tom?
I don't even remember what it said. Let me pull
read
it.
Read it to the audience.
I was so disgusted at it, I didn't even read it. Ain't nothing like me, except me.
Also true about you. L. Epico. I don't think he's tweeted this before. This is very funny. We got to have the dump button ready, but I'll try not to say this word. First off, the movie is 500 Days of Summer. Okay, I checked that. He's right. Yeah, he's right. Second, Jessica Alba wasn't in the movie. Okay, hold on. I was convinced he was wrong, so I looked. It was Minka Kelly. You got to admit, Minka Kelly looks kind of like Jessica Alba. Because I thought, oh, it's a young Jessica Alba.
If we're talking about two attractive females, then sure.
From 20 years ago? Come on. All right, I'm sorry, Jessica Alba. You're out. Minka Kelly, you're in. And you pointed out your contribution was she dated Jeter.
She dated Derek Jeter.
Did she get a gift basket?
Probably.
Good job. Good job, everybody. All right, third, Bill just made up a whole-ass movie, Just a Bleep with Tom. What movie did I make up?
I think he's saying that you should make one up.
Oh, that'd be good.
And then ask me if I've ever seen it, and then maybe I'll be a dope and say, oh, yeah, I think I did.
I like that one. With Tom Cruise, you said, right? Yeah, there's no such thing as yellow roses for Steve, bro.
If you went with a different name than Steve, maybe you'd get me.
I don't know. I feel like I can. All right, Tom really wants to get something off his chest. It's time for What to Sell.
D-Cell said what? It's Writer Than You's What to Sell.
You cannot demand time on the show unless you better bring this.
What am I bringing?
I don't know. What's on your mind?
All right, my What to Sell is you getting annoyed with my NBA analysis when I text you every night.
In fairness, Tom did not want to do What to Sell.
Yes, I was not ready with anything.
I don't like the sky. Okay. All right, so I do get a little short with you sometimes when you give me your... But your analysis is terrible.
Yeah, reflecting on the last two nights, I told you that the Lakers were tanking and the 76ers tried to throw the game.
Right.
So, okay. I learned a little something about me.
Here's a theory that I have when you send me those. Can I give you a theory? What to sell? My theory is at 7 o'clock, you said what to sell. I'm going to bed. And then you got up, you like set an alarm, and you just looked like, ugh, this. It went back to sleep.
Well, I think it makes it worse that I'm actually watching the game, and that's my real thought.
You're not alone. Many people had that take on, to the point where Darvin Ham had to respond, had to have a comment about it. He called those people that had just escaped from an insane asylum yesterday or 2 days ago. That's what he said.
Raccoon, insane asylum, what's the difference?
Actually, I think. Did Rocket escape from an insane asylum?
Full circle.
Definitely escaped from a prison that he was wrongly imprisoned in with his soon-to-be friends. You know what they were? They were Guardians of a Galaxy, Tom.
Is that where Chris Pratt comes in?
I could be the Chris Pratt character.
Now we're way off the rails.
Yeah, there's no... What rails, buddy? What rails? Well, who do you got in tonight's NBA game?
There is no NBA game. Oh, I'm going to take the Heat.
Yeah. So, a buddy of mine wants to get dinner and go to a play. I'm going to a play. I think I've been to, how many plays have I been doing in the last 3 years? Zero.
Didn't you have to go to the Harry Potter play when you came to Manhattan once?
Didn't have to. A buddy wanted. It was really good, actually. It's the only Broadway show I've ever been to.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Even I've been to Broadway shows.
I've never been to one. I never went to one when I lived there.
That seems like a fail. Come
yeah,
on,
I should have gone to
more. Who hates New York.
I think I'm going to Funny Girl. Is that a play?
Oh, I have no idea.
Did I just make that up?
Probably.
Happy Girl?
Sad
Irish
boy?
Girl?
Sad boy?
Sad boy. Yeah, the Rocket story. You've looked particularly broken today.
Well, one, I'm mad at myself because I'm the one who brought up that there is a raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy. So part of me feels like I did this to myself.
But it all kind of came together.
For you.
I have tried to develop a new thing, right? People have vacation days. People have personal days sometimes. People have sick days. I have developed a thing called a no thank you day.
Who did you get that approved by?
Why isn't Mrs. Smith teaching third grade today? Oh, she took a no thank you day. As in, no thank you, I don't want to be there. No one's approved it. I'm just sort of, I'm workshopping it here on the. In fairness, Doc Rivers takes those days a lot of the time.
See what you did there?
Yeah. Even from a coaching sort of perspective. Yeah.
Right, right.
We should get Doc on the show.
I don't think that'll happen.
Cry me a rivers. All right. That was fun. It was a fun show. Thanks, Rocket. I'm Bill Ryder. He'll come around. I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. Tom and I will see you here tomorrow on Ryder the Meal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.